the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. This is the Boston Bastard Brigade, live at PAX East 2012.
Alright, this is Blue from Boston Bass Brigade, and we're here at Clay Entertainment for Mark of the Ninja. We're here with Chris, and we got a couple of questions here. Say hi, Chris.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great. PAX East has been crazy. So many people here. I don't know how they fit them all in this big hangar. So, just want to go and start off right off the bat. What is the story of Mark of the Ninja, and how will it relate to the gamers this time around, seeing from the aspect of coming from Shank?
Well, it's a stealth 2D action game, and what we mean by that is it has action elements like Shank, and we think people who enjoyed Shank would really like it. You know, it's an exciting game. There's a lot of mobility. There's violence. It feels a lot like Shank, but where Shank was a run and gunner and sort of like constant action, Mark of the Ninja is definitely a stealth title. You're a very deadly ninja, but you're very vulnerable. You can't rush into a crowd of people because they'll take you out instantly, and so you really have to like kind of lurk around, scope out the situation, and then decide how you want to deal with the people in front of you. And if you make a mistake, you either have to run away real fast or try again.
So it's within the marks of ninjutsu, more or less. It's the concept of if you can't kill them now, come back later and do it, you know, when they're sleeping. So it's one of those kind of base games.
Kind of. I mean, you can stealth, you can play it like as a stealth. You could be a finesse player. You can go through without killing just about anybody. You can go in and try to get a stealth kill on every guard that you see. It's sort of up to you how you want to deal with that. You know, each part should have multiple solutions. But the idea is that the one thing you can't do is just kind of rush through and try and wave your sword around. In fact, you actually can't just go in waving your sword around. You have to really plan it out.
Well, you hear it here. No running and gunning on this time. How does Mark of the Ninja differ from Shank in the gameplay-wise?
I think the gameplay will, you know, the animation's very similar, and I think it'll feel similar when you're moving around, but where Shank was just out there using his weapons and moving through his enemies, with the ninja, you know, we're doing it as a 2D stealth game, and there haven't been very many of those. And to keep it interesting, you know, we don't have the luxury of like having people looking around corners or hiding under boxes. And so what we do instead is the way you hide is by like climbing up walls or hanging off the ceiling or using your grappling hook to get to the top of a light post. There's a lot of mobility through like vertical space. You can, and a lot of hiding in secret places and like keeping an eye out for vents and for lights. And it's a very kind of almost Spider-Man like feeling when you're moving around as the character. A different approach.
So the shadow is great to be hiding in and whatnot at this time. So tell us a bit about the protagonist and what is like the antagonist as well. Like who is our main bad guy that we're looking to get after? Like this is the one thing that I've kind of interested in, because Shank was like we knew in the first one where it was kind of like they kind of messed with his, you know, whole relationship and killed off people that he loved and knew and everything. Now what difference in the whole ninja aspect of this game?
Well, ninja, there's actually some twists and turns and things that are revealed as the game goes on. But I'll lay out the premise. You're a ninja in a clan, the Hisomu clan, which means hidden. And you're a modern day ninja, but in a time that is, you know, the day of the ninja is gone. And the clan has kind of fallen on hard times. You just sort of, they kind of live in the shadows. They take really like little contract kills, and that's not part of the game, but that's the background that you're really kind of like, you know, not very, you're kind of living hand to mouth at this point. And the way the clan has been able to survive is they've been able to like call a champion. When things really get bad, they give someone the mark, which is a tattoo, and it has this toxic ink that when it gets in your skin gives you like kind of extra ninja powers. You have extra senses, the ability to almost like stop time that you're moving so quickly. And you know, when things are really bad, they'll call this person and give them the mark. and they can kind of save the day and help the clan, but at the cost of their life. That basically the toxin is believed to drive you mad. So if you do this, you have to then sacrifice yourself at the end before you get out of control. So that's what you're told. So when the game starts, you're in your clan headquarters hanging out, and a bunch of mercenaries show up. So a private security company is attacking the ninjas. And it's pretty clear at the beginning what you need to do, which is fight back before they take you out. But as the story goes on, it gets, you know, you learn more about what's really going on with the clan, and you learn about some other things that you sort of have to make up your mind about what you think of your situation.
That's a great explanation about that, man. Will Mark of the Ninja be as well gory as the Shank games? Would you be able to comment on that?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's certainly because you're not... When there's a stealth kill, there's a close-up of the animation, and there are several different stealth kills, like from the vents, from above, and they're bloody. And so there's definitely that. But, you know, a lot of the time, you're not killing people. So I guess I'd have to say less gory.
Okay. So we won't be rocking people with chainsaws as much this time.
No chainsaws. But you can choke people with your grappling hook chain. So there's some stuff for, like, you know...
Yeah, it's kind of reminding me of like the actual ninja movie that came out a little while back.
With rain in it.
Will this game feature more traditional ninja-based weapons, or will there be some more modern takes on the weapons?
There is modern technology in the game, and one of the themes is actually modern versus ancient, modernity versus antiquity. But when you get things like, some of them are sort of modern, like there's a spike mine and there's a smoke bomb, but you also have like caltrops and some other classic ninja weapons, and you're up against lasers, you're up against machine guns and things like that, so I guess it's a good mix. I mean, I won't say it's like a very deeply historical game, but we did a lot of research into real ninjas and what they were like, and like where a clan like this would have come from and what they would be using, and some of that informed it in different ways. The audio logs that you collect, each audio log is a haiku, and some of those trace the history of this clan back to the 16th century and the kind of the golden age of the real ninjas. So there are a lot of elements like that to ground it, but I wouldn't say it's a deeply historical game or try to oversell that. It's just that it's informing what you see.
So you bring it into a more modernized setup. Will we see any co-op multiplayer modes in Mark of the Ninja, or any special levels that are kind of added on?
It's a single-player experience.
Just single-player from there?
Yeah.
Now, when can we expect the game to drop on Xbox Live Arcade?
It'll be this summer. We don't have a release date yet, but it's this summer.
So you guys have been working everything out officially?
Has the game actually been completed and whatnot?
We're still in development. So, but we're aiming for this summer.
We've been noticing that a lot. I mean, a lot of the people that we've talked to recently, they've been saying, "Oh yeah, well the game's not completely done, but this is what we've actually been able to complete and whatnot." You know, and then they want to say somewhere around the midsummer to fall. That's where we've been seeing, which we've been, you know, we're more than gladly to wait for those types of games. So, now is there anything else you want to include on the new Mark of the Ninja game?
You know, I would say if people are curious, you know, we've got a video on YouTube of the trailer that shows gameplay. We have a text adventure promo site that kind of gives you in text a kind of a demonstration of what you can do as a ninja and some of the ways you have to think and move. And we're going to be adding to that before the game comes out. But otherwise, yeah, I'd say look for it this summer. We'll have the trial level that you've been seeing at PAX. Will be available as a demo, and the game will be out.
All right, well, I want to say thank you again on behalf of Boston Bass Brigade, Chris, and we look forward to this game. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.